Happy Pride Month! This is your Divinely Queer host, Asa Laveau, letting you know that this episode and each one during Pride Month is brought to you by Queer Money Gang. Join now at queermoneygang.com. Hello, beautiful people. This is the Entrepreneur Show with Asa Laveau, and I am your divinely queer host, Asa Laveau. Thank you so much. Thank you so very much for being willing and open to co-creating yet another episode of the Entrepreneur Show. Before I get into anything, let me just say happy Pride, everyone. This is a Pride Edition podcast show. And this is where we highlight those queer identified entrepreneurs that are making a difference. Now, of course, if you guys have been around, you know that the Entrepreneur Show, that's what we do. We are a source and a resource for LGBTQ2+ entrepreneurs. But this is Pride Month. And my intention, our intention, is to highlight another queer identified entrepreneur every single day this month. Why? Well, we kind of are in love with queer entrepreneurs. We definitely understand the different challenges as well as the journey that many of my peers are going through or have gone through and maybe will go through in the future. And if you're feeling as though, you know, there's so much to move out of the way as far as a struggle per se, how about you just find a space where there is no struggle, where there's just grace and ease and ebb and flow. And the Entrepreneur Show desires to be just that. So as we talk about just actually be in love with the fact that we actually made it to a Pride Month, something that I believe that we can all agree on is that we didn't get here alone. Not at all. We did not get here alone. We were able to mitigate this last year or more as a result of family. And sometimes family are those that you share blood with. And sometimes family are those that you share experiences with. So you get the family that you got, or you get the family that you prayed for. And one aspect of being family, if you're thinking about the family that you're born with, you may find yourself having a niece or a nephew. I definitely have a niece and two nephews. And for those that identify as gay, you may find yourself, you know, saying that you are a gunkle. If you are a woman, someone who identifies as woman, you may even call yourself a Gonti. So you have gunkles and Gontis. And the person I'm going to bring on to you is here to celebrate gunkles and Gontis. So without further ado, I'd like to bring and introduce to you all Danny Wiseman. Danny, are you there?
I surely am. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So before we get into anything, our desire at the Entrepreneur Show is to normalize pronoun usage. So what pronouns do you use?
I'm a he, him.
Awesome. And to get a little bit clear about who you are as a person, I would love to know, what was your favorite show growing up?
My favorite show? Oh, gosh. I have to say Bewitched. I loved Samantha. Actually, I loved her mother.
Tell me why.
She was so exotic. I think because of the makeup, but she always showed up in like the most awkward times.
And, I can see that.
You know, like she, whenever there was a fight between Samantha and her husband, or, you know, like it was always with the husband, and I can't even remember his name now. Dadgummit.
Dan?
Durwood. That's
Dan?
What she always called him. His name was Daryl, I think. Daryl? I don't remember. I don't even remember. I just loved her and the, like the
Daryl. That sounds more appropriate than Dan.
Daryl, right? But she could never remember his name. She always called him Durwood. But I loved how throaty her voice was and her like exotic look. And like I say, she always showed up in the most inopportune times, but had the best advice.
Agreed. I totally get that. Thank you for sharing that. And as I told the listener about the work that you do in highlighting Gunkles and Gontees, please give a little bit more color. Please paint the picture better so that we definitely understand what that is.
You know, I will tell you that my husband and I have very fertile friends. And at one point we had 9 babies due in about 6 months. And truth be told, the market is just really not there for us. You know, you can go get an uncle or an auntie bib or a onesie, you know, but there's nothing that's specifically from the two of us. And so we sat down just to make our own. I think we were doing onesies the first round. We were doing onesies, and Gunkle was a term that we had started hearing. We're like, oh gosh, that's a great word. We should do that. We sat down and came up with the design. I Heart My Gunkles, and my husband Jeff actually has a gay brother and a gay sister, and we didn't want Debbie to be left out, so we came up with Gontees as well, just so that everybody was included. And then shortly thereafter, we had 2 friends who were adopting a baby, so we made I Heart My Daddy's t-shirts for that baby, and then decided in the last minute, we were like, you know, we should just do the whole family. So we do Gunkle as a single, Gunkles together, Gonti as a single as well, and Gontees, and then we do Mommies and Daddies as well.
So when you were putting this together, did you ever feel that, or how did you feel? Did you feel like it was going to be a big success, or did you feel like there was going to be a knee-jerk reaction that wasn't going to be open to your brand?
I am going to tell you the craziest story. So when we were making the initial round of onesies, I Heart My Gunkles, for these 9 babies, we thought then, just because all of our friends' kids call us Uncle Jeff and Uncle Danny, we thought then, you know, we have to make them for the older kids as well. So we made a round of t-shirts as well. And we just thought that was going to be the end of it, you know. But we had to make them for all of them because we're all so close. Everybody was going to everybody else's baby showers. We couldn't give them an I Heart My Gunkle. We couldn't give one an I Heart My Gunkle's onesie and then not give one to the next one. Just because we're all so, like you said earlier, the family that you choose, you know, we're all just super, super close. And so we made, I think we ran 25 at the very first, and it's our friends, the straight friends, who were the ones that were like, oh my gosh, you need to make this a business. And I was like, no, we don't. And we happened to be out with one of the kids one day who had his little I Heart My Gunkles t-shirt on, and a random stranger, this is when we were still in New York, a random stranger walked across 9th Avenue and was like, where did you get that t-shirt? I need one of those for my kids. And that's literally how the company got was born.
Okay, what did that feel like for that person to walk across night and to say that to you?
It was shocking, honestly, but then it was such an exhilarating sort of momentum. All of a sudden, I literally ran home and was like, okay, well, how do you become a company? How do you make yourself into, you know, a business? And I gotta say, I'm proud of myself, but also surprised at myself because I didn't know the first thing about that. But I went right down to the city of New York and filed our papers of incorporation and put it together. And then within 2 years, we had a friend who was a lawyer who said, you need to make sure that you trademark that. And so we got all the paperwork together and got a trademark on I Heart My Gunkles. And lo and behold, there we were. And then we started out with just the website, and then Etsy came along, or I guess maybe Etsy was already there, and I wasn't really trying to be on Etsy, but then everybody kept saying, you need to go to Etsy, and sure enough, probably closer to 75% of our business comes from Etsy, because Etsy's a place where people who are looking for interesting and unique gifts go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I couldn't be more pleased or surprised and shocked, I got to say. Like, it's been a labor of love for sure, but it has been a lot of fun. We have a really good time with it. And, of course,
I'm
now in pandemic.
That.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Pre-pandemic, we used to go to festivals and have a booth, you know, to sell the shirt and things. So we clearly haven't been able to do that in about a year and a half, but we have also moved to Texas since, well, I guess right before the pandemic is when we had moved to Texas. Like, it was just a fortuitous set of circumstances that brought us home. And we had to close the apartment in New York, which broke my heart, but then the pandemic hit, and all of a sudden it was not such a bad deal to have moved from a 450 square foot apartment to a 2,400 square foot house with a pool, so... but I'm really looking forward to being able to get back out to festivals, because it's really, I gotta say, in a weird way, it's really rewarding when people walk by and they're like, what are Gunkles? And of course, they're looking at the Rainbow Heart. And then if Jeff and I both happen to be behind the booth, they're like, oh my gosh, that's the cutest thing. Because really, if you're not in the gay urban bubble, Gunkle isn't necessarily a word that you've heard of before.
So I am so, I'm just very thankful that you are being met with exhilaration and excitement, which leads to a great level of success. And, you know, I love the fact that you said you really didn't, you weren't planning on being a business. So you had to like find out, you just had to find out how to do things with registering the business in New York and all of those things. And I'm always thinking about the person that is listening to this episode and somebody that's thinking, okay, I really would love to have a particular line that may be queer centered, but I just feel like I can't, or I feel like it's too much, or I feel like I don't know what I need to know to make that happen. What would you say to them in this moment?
Well, I would absolutely be 100% honest and say that it is not easy, but it is well worth the effort to try to figure that out. Excuse me. It is so rewarding when you see pictures of your work online. And like I say, I think more than anything, to have something that's unique, that is unique to our culture, that is bringing us forward. I'm 48, so I came from a place, and I grew up in Baptist East Texas, where coming out was a thing. You know, it wasn't just, you just decided one day that you liked boys. It was, mm-hmm. there was a whole thing, you know? And so the more I think that people can acclimate to being comfortable around gay and queer culture without it being a, like, it doesn't have to be a thing. I think that that's sort of, you know, the point of the struggle, I guess, that we've all been through is, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing in your house. That's your business. And it doesn't have to affect the way that I go about our business together. I don't treat straight people any differently, but I think being able to celebrate our culture, I guess I'll put that in quotes, because it's, you know, it's just part of being gay and being accepted and being around, it's really thrilling.
I just really like the reasoning behind it is because you are allowing, or you are positioning acceptance and celebration of queer family members. And 100%. I don't know if you realize it, or you may not have realized it, that I feel like that is such a revolutionary idea that you can cause through a shirt. That you are literally saying, we are going to not just tolerate, but we're going to celebrate the fact that we have queer identified people in our family. Have you considered that?
You know, I never really did. Honestly, it was never a thought in my mind. So thank you very much. I guess because we've always, you know, I guess the funny thing is with all of these kids, it's not even a thought in their mind. They have an Uncle Jeff and an Uncle Danny who love each other the way that mommy and daddy do. And I love that we've got friends who raise their kids to be okay with that. So I never really thought about, I guess, the acceptance part of it or the celebration part of it, but I will give you an interesting fact. More than 70% of our business is generally straight women who are buying the I Heart My Gunkle onesie as a birth announcement for their brother. Like, that's how they
that
tell
is
their
so
brother.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's, I mean, and I didn't catch on to what was going on or what it was about until I guess about 3 or 4 months in, and I kept thinking, gosh, it's so strange that we keep getting these girls that are ordering these shirts. And I asked one of the girls, I was like, can I just ask what it is that you're doing? She says, oh, this is my birth announcement. This is how I'm telling my brother that I'm pregnant. And it was such a cool feeling. I was like, oh my gosh, what a great idea. Because that was never, you know, I always imagined, once we got the company rolling, I always imagined that it would be aunts and uncles who were looking for gifts that were from them for their nieces and nephews at Christmas. And it never occurred to me that it was them, like it's actually the brothers and sisters, the friends and the family who are buying the shirt to be a part of the celebration. In fact, we usually pick up quite a bit in this time of year as Pride celebrations start happening, because they're looking for things for the kids to be wearing when they go to the parade with their aunts and uncles.
I had not thought about that aspect of it as well, but yes, I totally dig that. So how do you foresee your brand making even a larger impact, or is the impact that you are making currently the place where joy resides for the brand?
Well, I will tell you that this is certainly the place where joy resides. Where I would love to see us go is to be carried in a national chain like Target, where, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know if you are aware, but like Target in select stores, they have a Pride section that comes up every year. And up to this point, it's always sort of generic rainbow stuff, rainbow socks, rainbow bras or bikinis or whatever. Things that they can always go put back in the regular section for clearance. Like it doesn't have to end up being just a pride section and then they have a whole closet full of pride stuff that's left over. But I feel like getting to that level of acceptance where we can have gay apparel or gay themed apparel in any national chain, honestly, where it doesn't have to be hidden or secreted away, where we're, you know, I feel like we're always having to shop online. I mean, like say in the beginning, the reason that we made the shirts was because there wasn't anything from me and Jeff specifically. And so
gotcha.
To be in a place where we could be, and not just us, I feel like any sort of like queer branding and like, I'm having a hard time putting words to it, Asa, but you know what I'm getting at there,
no,
where,
you're fine.
Where it's more, again, it's about acceptance and about mainstreaming queer culture and making it okay that it's acceptable and we have things that we can shop from that we can identify ourselves with in our gift giving.
I totally, totally get that. And I see nothing wrong with that. I can't imagine someone just thinking that there is something wrong with that, but you know, there are people for everything. But I don't see anything wrong with doing your best to ensure that you have a bigger piece of the quote-unquote mainstream pie when it comes to your brand. I see nothing wrong with that. And my thing is, I desire that for you. And our job here is to support you in that endeavor so that I Heart My Gunkles can be a nationally known brand and even an internationally known brand. So what would be the best place to be able to support the brand, tell our friends and family about it, and even purchase apparel ourselves? What is the best place where we need to go to do that?
So the website is actually www.iheartmygunkles.com. So you would spell out the word heart, H-E-A-R-T. Or you can say, I love my gunkles, or I heart my gaunties. All of them go back to the website where we have everything there. It's t-shirts, bibs, and onesies. There is a section that is a custom order, and that takes a little bit longer because I have to order the item and then go get it printed and then be able to ship it out. But with enough lead time, we can do just about anything. We've done t-shirts for grown kids. In fact, we had a family that bought 15 of the shirts for all of the nieces and nephews when their uncles finally got married.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That is definitely cool. So for those of you all who are listening to this moment, please, please, please go to www.iheartmygunkles.com. If you are driving or preoccupied while you are listening to this show right now, please know that you are able to go to the show notes, the links, and all of the social media handles to connect with Danny and the rest of the I Heart My Gunkles community are going to be located. So don't feel like you have to be rushing to get paper and pen right at this moment. Just go to the show notes. Everything is there in celebration of this Pride Month. And Danny, thank you for being a source of branding joy today that we get to take part in. I am definitely going to locate somebody that I'm close to that I can get a shirt, a onesie, or something for. Just because I love it. I really, truly love the concept. I love the brand. I think, and plus, you know, with babies always coming, you have a market that will always be necessary because babies are always coming and queer folks aren't anywhere. So
that's exactly
if babies
right.
are always here and queer folks are always here, then I think you just hit a home run. So thank you so very much for showing up. And remember, everyone, please go to the show notes to connect. And as always, this is your Divinely Queer host, Asa Laveau. Dreams and blessings.